This is The Boxcar Children, written by Gertrude Chandler Warner, narrated by Glenn Reed. The Flight. About 7 o'clock one hot summer evening, a strange family moved into the little village of Middlesex. Nobody knew where they came from or who they were, but the neighbors soon made up their minds what they thought of the strangers, for the father was very drunk. He could hardly walk up the rickety front steps of the old tumble-down house, and his 13-year-old son had to help him. Toward 8 o'clock, a pretty, capable-looking girl of 12 came out of the house and bought a loaf of bread at the baker's. And that was all the villagers learned about the newcomers that night. "There are 4 children, said the bake-shop woman to her husband the next day, "and their mother is dead. They must have some money, for the girl paid for the bread with a dollar bill."
"Make them pay for everything they get," growled the baker, who was a hard man. "The father is nearly dead with drink now, and soon they will be only beggars."
This happened sooner than he thought. The next day the oldest boy and girl came to ask the bake-shop woman to come over. Their father was dead. She went over willingly enough, for someone had to go, but it was clear that she did not expect to be bothered with 4 strange children, with the bakery on her hands and 2 children of her own. "Haven't you any other folks?" she asked the children.
"We have a grandfather in Greenfield,"
spoke up the youngest child before his sister could clap her hand over his mouth.
"Hush, Benny,"
she said anxiously. This made the bake-shop woman suspicious. "What's the matter with your grandfather?" she asked.
"He doesn't like us," replied the oldest boy reluctantly. "He didn't want my father to marry my mother, and if he found us, he would treat us cruelly."